From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Mason, July 23rd. Markets Desk, 5 stories, watch the tape, ignore the noise. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing. Memcoins paired with tokenized stocks are now moving actual stock prices. Memcoins paired with tokenized stocks on Robinhood Chain are generating millions in volume and creating feedback loops that affect actual equity. The post memecoins paired with tokenized stocks are now moving actual stock prices appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, second, from Bitcoin Magazine. Bitcoin slumps. But these mining stocks are up, thanks to AI deals. Hey, so you know how Bitcoin's been slumping lately, right? It's down about 2% to $64,760. But some mining stocks are actually doing pretty well. Hut 8, CleanSpark, and Mara are all up between 3 to 7% despite the sell-off. It's not just them, either. Hut 8 just signed a 15-year lease for 352 megawatts of IT capacity in Texas, and IREN Limited signed $2.8 billion in new AI cloud contracts. Now, I know what you're thinking. What's going on here? Well, it turns out that some of these mining companies are shifting their focus to high-powered computing and artificial intelligence. It's getting harder to make a profit from Bitcoin mining, but AI compute is in high demand. Companies like TeraWulf, IREN, and Cypher Mining are signing multi-year contracts with Google and Microsoft to provide compute for AI. It's not a surprise, really. Running AI data centers requires a lot of expertise and energy, but it's a growing industry, and these mining companies are well positioned to capitalize on it. Hut 8's rally is still going strong, and IREN's deal is a big win. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Up next, third, from Crypto Briefing. Clarity Act could redefine crypto regulation. Impact Ethereum, Solana platforms. The Clarity Act aims to redefine crypto regulation for digital commodities. Clarity Act signed into law by 2026 at 36.5%, yes. The post-Clarity Act could redefine crypto regulation. Impact Ethereum, Solana platforms, appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, fourth, from NewsBTC. BlackRock iBit and MicroStrategy show two very different ways to accumulate Bitcoin. Hey, so I was reading about BlackRock's iBit and MicroStrategy, and they're both huge Bitcoin accumulation stories, but they're doing it in very different ways. iBit gathers Bitcoin passively through ETF demand, while MicroStrategy actively raises capital to buy Bitcoin for its corporate treasury. The difference is that one is a demand pipe and the other is a corporate balance sheet strategy. iBit's flows can surge when ETF investors are allocating heavily, while MicroStrategy's purchases depend on financing windows, market conditions, and capital structure choices. The power of iBit is its simplicity. Investors want Bitcoin exposure. They buy the ETF and the product channels that demand into Bitcoin. When flows are strong, the signal is easy to understand. Traditional market investors are adding Bitcoin exposure through a regulated wrapper. But MicroStrategy is not passive. It's deliberately built itself around Bitcoin, using equity issuance and other capital market tools to expand its holdings. That introduces corporate finance questions that don't exist in a plain ETF. It's tempting to frame iBit and MicroStrategy as being in a race to own the most Bitcoin, but that's not the best way to understand the market. iBit responds to ETF creations and redemptions, while MicroStrategy chooses when and how to raise capital and buy Bitcoin. So when iBit inflows outpace MicroStrategy's buying over a period, That's meaningful, but it doesn't mean one model has permanently beaten the other. It means ETF demand was stronger than corporate accumulation during that window. The bigger picture is that Bitcoin now has multiple major accumulation channels. ETFs bring traditional market demand, corporate treasuries bring balance sheet demand, and long-term holders, miners, sovereign entities, private funds, and retail investors all add their own flows. That diversity matters because it makes Bitcoin's ownership base broader. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Next, fifth, from Crypto Briefing. CryptoPunk's holder recovers. Lost NFT after Yuga Labs pulls off white hat rescue from flooring protocol bug. 68 NFTs, more than $500K in value, were pulled from the flooring protocol after a bug exposed its liquidity. Yuga Labs stepped in, rescued the assets, and returned two CryptoPunks to their original owner. A reminder that even big platforms still need a watchful eye on contract accounting. The issue stemmed from an accounting error that let a single address drain the protocol's floor price, prompting a rapid white hat response. Yuga's team coordinated with the protocol's developers, patched the floor, and moved the NFTs to a safe wallet before any further loss could occur. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Ethereum. Link in show notes. Up next, sixth, from NewsBTC. $67 million Ethereum short on Hyperliquid shows how institutional trading is moving on-chain. A large Ethereum short on Hyperliquid is giving the market another glimpse of how serious capital is starting to use decentralized derivatives venues, not just centralized exchanges and OTC desks. The position, tracked through the Hyperliquid Explorer at wallet address 0x7FD-FD5CFB-546592436ECE2D371-5494C517D1, is sized at roughly $67 million against Ethereum. And then, seventh, from you today. Legendary crypto exchange BitMEX shuts down. CZ shares reaction. BitMEX, the legendary crypto derivatives exchange that pioneered 100x, leveraged perpetual swaps, and reshaped the digital asset trading industry, is shutting down after more than 11 years of operations. Next, eighth, from Be In Crypto. CZ says he got one thing completely wrong: building Binance. Changpeng Zhao, CZ, built the world's biggest crypto exchange. But he says his biggest mistake had nothing to do with technology. The Binance executive told the Talking Tokens podcast that he underestimated law, compliance, and politics. Looking back, he wishes he had learned the rules first. He was just a tech guy. Zhao spoke on the Talking Tokens podcast 9 years after Binance began. He started the exchange in 2017 and reached the top within months. Then came a simple question. What would he tell his 2017 self? He pointed to the law. Before like 2017, I was just a tech guy. Up next, ninth, from Be In Crypto. Is crypto funding India's cockroach protest? We trace the money. A public petition has alleged that foreign-funded groups helped drive India's cockroach Janta Party protests. A Be In Crypto audit found no public evidence of a broad crypto funding wave during the movement's July escalation. The available signals moved in the opposite direction. Protest-related Google searches surged about 1.350% above baseline between July 18 and July 2010. Crypto buying searches fell about 18%. Estimated USDT ENR turnover dropped about 30%, while the premium Indians paid for USDT narrowed by roughly 44%. The investigation did find crypto activity linked to the protest's name. And then, 10th, from Be In Crypto, SpaceX is a warning for crypto and tech stocks, P2. Peter Schiff says. SpaceX stock, SPCX, closed just above $115 on Wednesday, nearly 20% below its June YPO price, while its 2056 bonds sank to a record low below 89. The dual decline pushed the bond's yield to worst to 7.6% and reignited talk of an AI-driven valuation reset across stocks and crypto. SPCX now trades roughly 48% below its June peak of $225.64. SpaceX priced $25 billion in bonds in June across five tranches, with coupons ranging from 5.35% to 6.65%. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow.